Welcome to The You Today with Jennifer Connor, the show for smart, driven, everyday people who want to take their career to new levels of awesome.
There, it's Jennifer Connor, Girlfriend Career Guide. You are tuned into The You Today, the spot for the everyday girlfriend to create change that moves her purpose-driven grind forward. So how many days are you planning to take off this holiday season? No, I mean to really be off, to be fully disconnected. You have worked your butt off this year. You have completed projects and initiatives and campaigns, and you've put out so many fires. And your company's workplace change initiatives, they have you overworked, overwhelmed, and in need of a real break. And I know, girlfriend, you're rushing, trying to get out of the office so that you can start your vacation. You're finishing up those last minute emails, but there are a few that you didn't get to. You're looking at your to-do list and you're checking things off. And there's some things you didn't get a chance to check off. And girlfriend, you already have 3 meetings scheduled on your calendar for the first day you get back from vacay. Does this sound like you? Research shows us that as Americans, it's really hard for us to fully disconnect. A recent NPR poll showed that of the respondents, that 30% said that they would do a significant amount of work on vacation. A significant amount of work. Girlfriend, something's got to change. And so I want to offer you this 3-step process that I've used to help me to fully disconnect from work. Step number 1. Give yourself permission to leave work at work. Now, I was that person who was constantly tethered to my phone. I took it everywhere I went. And every time I would get a new email, my phone would ding. Ding! Ding! And I'd have to check it. It was just a habit. It was like, I had to check it. I didn't know if it was something that needed my immediate attention or it was going to be something that was urgent. Now, they probably would have called if it was that urgent. But hey, that's how the mind thinks. And 99.9% of the time, it was non-urgent. But girlfriend, we live in a time where we are constantly on and there's no off switch. You know, we are trying to blend work and our personal life. There's no balance. We're just trying to blend it all together. And I'll tell you, I remember the year that I gave myself permission to leave work at work. It was a year where I could see an increase in my personal engagement. Not just at work, but at home, with my family. It was like, it's a mental trigger when you finally just allow yourself to be where you are, which is step number 2, to engage where you are, to be fully present where you are. As we're living our legacy, our kids deserve our attention and our time. They deserve to allow us to be fully present with them. James Earl Jones said that you don't build a bond without being present. And so as we are living our legacy, our kids deserve that, our families deserve that. And what better time than the holiday season to be able to offer that special gift? Okay, step number 3 is to monitor and adjust. Because girlfriend, let's be honest, we're breaking a bad habit. Okay, we are breaking a bad habit. And you're going to want to be pulled back into work. You're going to want to check that email. You're going to want to log in. But I want to tell you, being aware of it is healthy. And you want to have that level of awareness. I also want to challenge you that as you're enjoying yourself, as you're engaging and being fully present with your family and your friends, snap pictures. Take little video recordings of those moments. And when you feel yourself being sucked back into work or work email or, you know, thinking about projects that are coming up, thinking about those meetings on your calendar that you have on that first day, I want you to pull back out those memories. You know, we live in an Instagram culture now where we're constantly posting on Instagram or Facebook. So whip on over there and check out those special moments that you're creating. Now, what I tell you, when you're watching them, when you're reliving them, then you're reminding yourself of those moments. I want you to physically smile or laugh. I like to giggle. Or jump up and down. This physical action actually locks in that moment and helps to remind yourself and your brain of what you're here for. And during this holiday season, you're here for your family and your kids and your friends. So there you have it, ladies, the three-step process to help you to fully disconnect this holiday season. Step number one, give yourself permission to leave work at work. Step number two is engage where you are. Be fully present. And then step number three is monitor and adjust. Now, I want to know, how are you planning to fully disconnect? Maybe you're going to take a tech cleanse and you will reduce the amount of technology you're going to use over the break. That's a challenge. But I want to know. So jump on over to jenniferlconner.com and in the comments section, share with me how you're planning to fully disconnect this holiday season. I want to know. And remember, ladies, that when you step into your full self and other women see that, it's like you're giving them permission to do that same thing for themselves. So even sharing your moment where you are helps another lady. So share with us. And I want to invite you to take a free 4-day mini course that I'm hosting. As we usher in the new year, it's a great time to really take charge of our career. And I would love to help you design a 1-year vision for your career and life for the next 365 days. So go over, click, join, get in where you fit in. I look forward to seeing you over there in the Get Ready course. I just want to wish you a very blessed holiday season, a very restful, a very disconnected season where you could fully enjoy just being with your friends and family and have some downtime. Thanks for joining. And I just want to tell you to remember that each day is a gift to be, do, and live better. You hold the power to shape your corner of the world. It's the you factor. So thanks for joining, and I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. Till next time, remember, every day is a gift to be, do, live better. Live the best you today.